Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Wendy, good afternoon to you and thank you for being with us this afternoon.
The last time we spoke, it was face to face.
It was face to face. How unexpectedly things change in such a short amount of time. Yeah. Wendy, I want to read you a note from one of our listeners. Just want to click onto it very quickly. Her name is Brenda and she writes the following. She says, please pass message on to the SAJBD and say, Kola Kavod. The commemorations were amazing. Well done to all. I'm unfortunately one of those who was unable to attend much today. Please tell me what you did and why you've got such a warm Kola Kavod.
Okay, well, I've got good news for you because even if you didn't attend today, we do have a recording on our Facebook and you can go right there and watch it this evening. How about that?
Happy to do it, but why should I do that?
Okay, so, what we did this year is that we said we wanted to have a unified Yom HaShoah. You know, every year we have Yom HaShoah ceremonies around the country. We have in Johannesburg and Cape Town and Durban and even in Bloemfontein and Pretoria, Port Elizabeth, you name it, all around the country, there is a commemoration of Yom HaShoah. It's something that's very important to all Jews. And what we decided to do this year is to have one unified commemoration. We called it the commemoration in isolation. And we tried to bring together all of the really special parts of ceremonies around the country and put it into one South African ceremony. And it was incredibly meaningful. And I think people who are used to going to ceremonies wherever they go around our country, they felt that they were actually at home, and it was a little bit of normalcy in a really foreign environment that we are all living in at the moment. So we had the songs that we're accustomed to, from the Partisan song to Anima Min, all of these songs that are El Malei Rachamim, all these milestones that are so much a part of our ceremony. But we were also able this year, and for me this was something very, very important, we paid tribute to South African survivors. Many of them are in their 90s. Many of them are really not well at this stage. They are aging. And we gave them a platform this year where we spoke about them, we paid tribute, we honored them. So for 24 hours, and it's about to end in 10 minutes, 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock, on every single hour we have had a Facebook tribute to a different survivor, 24 survivors. And they have been so poignant and so beautiful. We've managed to get from the Holocaust centers around the country magnificent images. And also in the ceremony, we actually had testimony of 8 survivors. Survivors that many of us are familiar with. Some of them we're not familiar with. They're from Cape Town or from Durban. And they shared the most evocative, moving stories, which really is something that will live with me for many, many years. So that was for me one of the real highlights of the ceremony, is listening to South African survivors tell their stories. And then at the end of the ceremony, we had a very beautiful rendition of Anima Amin. And Anima Amin means I believe. It is a song of hope. It was written on a train to Treblinka. It's based obviously on Maimonides' principles of faith. But the music was composed on this train to Treblinka. And the Chazan who wrote the music, he said, I don't know who on this train is going to survive, but I want you to take this music and give it to my Rebbe. And a little boy on the train, he did survive, and he brought this magnificent melody to the world. And it's become an important part of Yom HaShoah ceremonies globally. So what we did was we got a youth choir of young South African Jews from schools around South Africa, from soldiers, from the youth movements, and we got all different these young people singing, obviously in their own homes, and we put it together into a choral production, a virtual choral production. And it's something that already is going viral, because what it's saying is young people in South Africa are saying, I believe. And isn't that a beautiful, beautiful message right now?
Well, that is a stunningly beautiful message, but indulge me for just a minute, because it's not many words of many songs that I know of by heart, but I do know this one, and I think it's worth repeating. Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima beviyat ha-mashiach, ani ma'amin, which translates as I believe in complete and perfect faith in the coming of this Messiah, and the coming of the Messiah, I believe. And it never fails to evoke goosebumps on my arm when I think that that was the song that they sang as they went into the gas chambers. It is just defies belief.
Except for this little boy who did survive, and he brought out this beautiful piece of music that has now brought hope to so many people around the world over so many decades. And I think that's an incredible message, and that's one of the messages today from Al, that although this was the most horrific, bleakest time, or one of the most bleak times in our history, today, and I don't know if you've seen on the social media that we're coming close to the numbers that we had before the Shoah, and I think we have survived, and there is that hope, and that was a really, really beautiful,
powerful message. I agree with you. Wendy, for people like me who feel like we've now missed out and we want to watch this, where do we go to get the link?
Very simple. You go onto the SAJBD Facebook page, South African Jewish Board of Deputies. It's sitting there. If you don't have Facebook, we are arranging to put it onto YouTube. We also will, over the coming days, put the testimony of the survivors, which is about a 10-minute. It's already on YouTube, a 10-minute YouTube video. And also the Ani Ma'amin, which is going to be doing the rounds and really bringing a lot of joy to many people. So, yes, it's been an amazing day. We've had incredible feedback. There were, I think we had well over 8,000 views so far of our ceremony.
Wow.
And just think, those are just views. So my family, for example, there were four of us sitting at one device. So that's 8,000 times however many people were watching on each device. And I think it really was able to bring some powerful messages to South Africans. And overseas, there were many overseas viewers as well.
And there will be more. Wendy, what a lovely place to leave it on a positive note in such an incredibly dark day. We've been speaking to Wendy Kahn, the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Thanks again, Wendy. So appreciated.
Thank you, Sam. All the best.